Yes, well, greetings to you once again in the name of Jesus, and thank you for calling and taking time out of your day to listen to a daily inspiration that comes from the Word of God. And as I've said many times before, I'm thankful for God's Word. It's refreshing. It's bread from heaven. It's life to us, and it's inspiration to us. Helps us to keep going. Sometimes we get tired and worn down, and we need to be refreshed and revived. And we can do that by the blessed Word of God that we have. And I'm so thankful for it. And I hope that you too have a heart that is very thankful and very willing to express to God your thanksgiving for His Word. I'd like to read to you a little bit of David's writing. It's Psalm 42, and I'd like to just read a couple of verses here and just let you hear the expression here of the heart cry and the soul of a man that is truly looking to the Lord for His strength. I'm going to read the first two verses in Psalm 42. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? And you see here that this is the cry of a man's heart, and I believe that this is an outpouring of the innermost parts of the heart, of thanksgiving and the desire for God. Now, you know that the book of Psalms was written before Jesus had come and walked on this earth, and yet God had men, even in the Old Testament, that were very hungry and thirsty for God and for seeking after His righteousness. And I'd like to read a couple of other scriptures here, just in light of what we just read there in Psalm 42, just to kind of show something that I believe that God has done in the heart of every man. And I'd like to take you now to Matthew chapter 5, a very familiar verse here, verse 6. Jesus is speaking. He's giving the Sermon on the Mount, and He's saying here in verse 6, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." I see the same kind of an attitude here that God is looking for. He's looking for those that are hungry and those that are thirsty after righteousness. We know that righteousness is the righteousness of Christ Jesus our Lord. And He says the ones that are seeking after that, they're blessed people. And they shall be filled. This is a promise that God has given to us, and it's a blessing that Jesus is explaining here, that those that do hunger and thirst after righteousness are going to be filled. And that's a wonderful promise that we have, and it's hope and encouragement that we can have, knowing that God will fill that hungry desire that we have. I'd like to turn also now to John chapter 7, and I'd like to read from verse 37 here. And I'll read a couple verses here also. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." And, you know, here's just another testimony of what God wants to do in His people, in His creation, that there would be a desire, a thirst. And Jesus is saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He's offering water to our soul. And then he says, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water," indicating that we'll be full, we'll be filled to overflowing, and be able to outpour God's blessing and his righteousness before others that are around us. We'll even be able to see that there's rivers of water flowing. And it's not literal water. I think here it's talking about just the blessedness of being a child of God, the blessedness of being in communion and fellowship with our Heavenly Father, the Most Holy God, the one who has created all things, and the one who made us in his image and in his likeness. And when we have that desire, that want way down deep to be fulfilled in his righteousness working in us, I believe that's what he's talking about here. And, you know, I think that this is a desire that's in every heart. Now, some people push that away and they try to tuck it away and get rid of it and bury it. Or some people try to fill that desire with other things. But there's a desire in every man's heart. It may be way down deep in some and very hard to recognize for others. But there's a desire there to know God and to be covered in his righteousness. There's a deep groaning and a yearning inside our hearts. And I believe that once we recognize what that is, it leads us to that place where we can have the fulfillment and the satisfying of a thirsty person getting a drink of water and fulfilling that and just so refreshed. And I think it's a very good indication that God is beginning the work in mankind that he so desired to do, that he sent his Son to come and do, and that is to make a way for us to come to him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And I just thank God for that, that he has made us aware of that. Now, as I said, many people will be struggling with that, and they don't know what that desire is nagging inside of them. I believe it is that they want to know God. They want to know their Creator. They're longing for it. Many people don't recognize that. But when the Spirit of God turns on the light and illumines that and helps us to see, it's a blessedness that can only be filled by God. And I thank God for that desire he's put in us. And even if you feel like it's just a very small desire in you, I just want to encourage you, spend time with him in his word and prayer. And I believe that you and I both, with all of the believers all across the land, will be able to say, as the hart or as the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. And I just want to encourage you, pray for those around you, pray for other believers, and pray for yourself that God would help you to have that same desire that we're reading with the writer here. His soul is panting after the Lord. And that's a blessed thing. That is a wonderful thing. And it comes by God's Spirit doing a work in our hearts. Thank you for taking the time here, and I pray that God would just open your eyes to see the blessedness that he has for you and for all those that name the name of Christ, to be able to experience the satisfying that only he can give. Seek the Lord while he may be found. It is a blessedness that is beyond description. And God bless you as you ponder these things.